slow and steady wins the race. It's time to be persistent. It's time to have an understanding that you are not the same person that you used to be. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jacob with the JDT Podcast. And yeah, you guessed it. Today's episode of the new year in 2023 is on being slow and steady and taking your own race or running your own race. We all get sidetracked by looking at what our competitors may be doing. I'm guilty of it as well, looking at people who may come up with ideas and simulate or either express things that I may have thought about, but just at a time I was not, or I did not feel as if I was prepared to do so. What we have to start understanding is that everything is now in our time. It's not on someone else's time. It's not about looking at what old classmates are doing or friends are doing and colleagues. It's about ensuring that whatever we are taking a part of, that we are doing it on our time. We don't care about what anyone else has going on in their life. It's time to start to focus on yourself. Once you get a better understanding that this life is your life, and no one else can influence what your move is, your next move, or how you handle your business, your life will become a lot easier. Everyone talks about, oh yeah, my friends are doing this, or my colleagues are doing that. My friends just got married, I'm still single, or my friend just opened up a business, I wish I could do that. Why not start looking into ways to open up your own business? If you want to be married, how about you look at yourself to take steps toward preparing yourself for marriage? It's numerous things that people get misconstrued when it comes to how to stay in your own lane. It seems as if someone may have something interesting about themselves or have something interesting going on with their life, that they will instantly become the hot topic. But what you have to realize is this game, this that we call life, is about longevity. Not a lot of people are able to sustain longevity. If you want it, you have to be true to yourself. You have to understand that you are your marketing value. You are the person that has to go back and create and understand that you are the only one. And no one else can do it like you, just like you can't do it like anyone else, regardless of how well you study their game. And when I say study their game, meaning how will you study the steps that they may have taken to promote themselves into these positions or into the spaces and areas in which they are in. You could surely try to imitate it, but it will still not be as genuine as when it first came out or was done by the initial person who took place. No leader or great person is a follower. They're all trailblazers. It's time to be a trailblazer for yourself. A lot of people get lost even in times when they don't realize where it's time to start taking steps towards your own success. And when you take steps towards your own success, it all comes from realizing and understanding that you are solely doing this for yourself. But it's always good to have a reason why. Again, slow and steady wins the race. Because when you're slow and steady, what you're starting to do is build up repetition. And with repetition, after a while, it's going to solely become something easy for yourself to do, to where when you don't do an action leading you towards your goals, that it feels weird. You feel like you've missed out on the opportunity of enhancing yourself or an opportunity to get better, you know. And when we come across these crossroads where we sometimes have to look at ourselves and realize, do I want it good? Do I want it fast? Or do I want it cheap? If you had to only choose from two of those, you could get good and cheap. You could get fast and good, but then it won't be cheap. meaning you're going to have to install some of your additional time, your free time. You're not going to have as much free time. You could get cheap and fast, but then it's not going to be good, meaning you won't have all of the qualities as those who you inspire to be like. That's why I'm telling you, it's best to aspire to be like yourself, because when moments arise, the challenges that you face in these moments, when you're building up to become that person that you so badly want to be, or you have these goals that you want, that you feel like you want to obtain them so bad that they keep you up at night, that they hold you in almost like a chokehold at times, to where you know that you see and envision the life that you want or the goal that you want to accomplish and achieve, then you must understand and comprehend that you're going to have to put in additional effort. Now, what I mean by slow and steady wins the race, if you stay steady on your pace, and what's slow to you may not be slow to me, and what's fast to me may not be fast to you. That's why it's called staying in your own lane. But as long as you stay true to yourself and follow those two, being slow and steady, when you're slow, you tend not to miss or overlook certain obstacles to help you create and become and pick up the tools that you need once you obtain that certain level or those achievements in which you want. You tend to have those tools that you'll need to get through to the next level or the next round, so that way you don't end up overlooking anything. You have prepared yourself for everything that you are going to encounter. You know what's coming. You're able to ensure that you don't trip up. The Tortoise and the Hare. The Tortoise and the Hare is one of my favorite books to read. Growing up as a child, my mom used to read that one to me. But in that book, it showed a valuable lesson, whereas the hare, who was arrogant but confident, knew that he had the skills to withstand the storm of the turtle, but he let his arrogance get in his way. But at the same time, he was fully equipped with everything that he needed to win the race. But instead of just staying in his lane, being slow and steady, he ended up going too fast and ended up getting, you know, set back. He set himself back by taking a nap. Relaxing. And that's what a lot of us tend to do sometimes when we're moving so fast, because we want everything to just happen overnight and we want things to just move so fast to where we end up going and going and going and going and going and going and going to the point to where we take a nap. We get tired, or even we may feel like just because we had a great start that, oh yeah, let's chill out for a minute. You know what? You're right. Let's go celebrate. Let's get outside. Let's get active, you know, and then end up getting off track. See, the tortoise got off track. The hare got off track, but the tortoise stayed slow and steady, stayed in his lane, stayed at his own pace, and won the race. You know, a lot of people don't realize the stories and the timeline of how important it is to stay in your lane and move at your pace, because once you start focusing and putting your mind on something else that is not meant for you, that is when you have lost. Regardless of how fast you may be, regardless of how quick you may think all of your goals and achievements may come, there are lessons and tools along the journey that will help you to go along your way. Most of the time when we sit down and try to map out a plan, we end up losing out and forgetting and misinterpreting what the journey is about because we're so caught up in looking at the roadway. Once you comprehend that you are in a lesson moment, which when you're going through something new or a challenge or a task in which you've never been faced before, that's a lesson moment. It's an opportunity for you to comprehend what's going on, understand what's going on, and apply it to your life for you to be able to grow from that moment or that case or situation, whatever it may be. It gives you the opportunity to grow in that moment. So that way, after you get through that challenge and bypass that journey, you are able to apply that to life to help you for items and challenges that you may face down the road. The long story short here is that slow and steady, which again, your slow is different from mine and my fast is different from yours, but slow and steady is exactly how we need to move because we don't want to overlook obstacles and end up missing a tool or a valuable lesson that we need further down the road. If I give you a map right now and tell you that if you follow this road here, 2 miles down the road, it's going to lead you to a pot of gold worth $50 million. Pretty sure you would take it. Now imagine that $50 million as your tools, as your, well, not as your tools, but as your success, as your objective that you're attempting to obtain. So that $50 million is your objective. The path, the 2 mile journey to get to that $50 million, I tell you, on that path, on your journey, there are going to be tools along the road, along the 2 mile road, and it's a straight shot, tools and obstacles that you will need to pick up in order to get to your $50 million or to your objective, your goal. If you move too fast, you will overlook them and you'll miss one and you won't be able to complete the task to obtain the $50 million. That's how you have to look at it. On the journey that you're on now, on the road, is there are going to be tools, there are going to be objectives that you need to complete prior to getting to your end goal, prior to getting to your dreams, right? So you have to ensure that you move slow and steady so you don't overlook any of your tools. So that way you don't miss anything. So by the time you get to your dream, you are fully equipped and ready to take on everything that is there for you and step into your success. Slow and steady wins the race. And it's time to step into your calling. It's time to understand that we have to focus on us now. We can't help anyone else until we've helped ourselves. So silence yourselves, prepare your minds, prepare your hearts, prepare your bodies into taking your journey, into obtaining your goals and dreams, and you will get there in your time. Regardless of what anyone else says, you or what anyone else is doing, you will get there in your time. Peace to everyone that's always been following and showing support. And I hope that your 2023 is filled with success and many blessings. And remember, slow and steady wins the race. Peace.